Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Get Boston Sports Original on the go wherever you go.
Just download the Odyssey app.
You're listening to Jones and Mego on WEEI.
Jones and Mego with Arcan, WEEI. You can watch the show anytime via our live streams on Twitch. Find WEEI at twitch.tv or youtube.com and join in the conversation in the chats there. Very active. I forget. Is that where we got our Megsplaining suggestion? That was from the Twitch chat?
No, that was a DM.
Oh, that was a DM. I'm sorry. You did say that earlier today, but you could throw them in the Twitch chat too.
Sure. Fire. I probably won't see it in the Twitch chat just because it's very active and I don't really see very much of it.
Arcan, you can flag it back there, right? You can flag any you know, foot requests and things like that.
There's also Twitch DMs too. They're called like whispers.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. Well, you can whisper
in
the chat
at all.
Also, if you missed anything, check out
what happened with Epstein.
Our WEEI YouTube channel.
Let me see those toes.
And catch up on our exclusive interviews and top moments from each and every week. Or you can whisper your questions to Megan
Adelaide. Careful what you wish for.
So the last 3 years, I do feel the need to do this. And you guys know not just how evil I am, but like how quickly evil I am. If you saw on the Slack channel today, like I was breaking down the numbers early, like within 15 minutes after Brady retiring, I moved right past it, and I'm like, okay, let me go back and really size up how the last 3 years went, just so everybody is reminded of how the last 3 years have gone, if there's any Belichick people still out there over Brady. Tom Brady, the last 3 years outside of New England, 32-18 in the regular season, .640 winning percentage. He had three playoff appearances in 3 years. He won the division this year, although it was a bad season, admittedly, and he was lucky to make the playoffs. 5-2 in the postseason. He won four of those playoff games in year one when he won a Super Bowl in year one with the Bucks. I don't know if you guys remember what Super Bowls were like here. Bill Belichick, meanwhile, in 3 years, 25-25, .500. And if you throw in his one playoff appearance and loss, where he got smoked 47-17, I think, off the top of my head, he's 25-26, but 0-1 in the playoffs. Not even close. I mean, not even close. And I know you all already knew that. I'm not telling you anything you didn't already know or providing any new information. It's just a reminder that going into year four without Tom Brady, the Patriots are still building, rebuilding, retooling on the fly, however you want to put it, and they still may or may not have a quarterback. They're on their third offensive coordinator. They're on at least their second quarterback, depending on how you feel about Stidham, as we discussed earlier. They still haven't really picked a direction or found a lane or have an answer. You still don't know what they are. They're wandering around in the wilderness 4 years into the Brady rebuild. And even the most negative of the most negative people out there, like me, I didn't think in year four they'd still be in this spot. I did not. I thought by year four they'd have some momentum, and they don't. It's the polar opposite.
And here's how I feel about the post-Brady era is that 2020, you could take that as a wash. I really do think that. A great, great historical organization, pre-Brady, pre-Belichick, like that had better things in place before. I'm thinking of places like Green Bay or Pittsburgh. They probably wouldn't have suffered as terribly as they did in 2020 with the Cam Newton year. And a lot of that has to do with what Bill set them up for in those final years with Brady in terms of how bad the draft went for them at Bill's hands. But this past season is just inexcusable. This past season that you didn't take another step forward if in the rebuild is inexcusable, because it could have been that Mac regressed on his own, and you could have pointed at that as, well, Bill didn't get the right guy, and maybe you feel that way, but I feel very much that it was because of who Bill Belichick put in charge and how that offense just staggered and stuttered through everything. And it was because Bill decided that he wanted to take West Coast offense schemes and throw them in with people who had never installed or coached them before.
Well, they never coached anything on offense. Exactly. Never mind that
but
scheme.
Then
yeah.
Not only, okay, you're going to coach the offense that we've run here for 23 years that I understand, we're also going to put in entirely new pieces to this offense. So all that said, this past season, I think, is the one that's inexcusable. What happened in the immediate aftermath is bad, and it's bad because of Bill Belichick, the GM, and that roster was absolutely Swiss cheese, and then you had to go into free agency and spend so much on pretty average to above average players and not elite players because you had to fill out the roster that you couldn't fill out through drafting. But this past season is the one that was, to me, the true disappointment. Arcan?
Yeah, I'd say that the big failure of Belichick, more so than pushing Brady out the door when he did, was that when he had Tom Brady here at the end, you remember Brady was the most miserable 8-0 quarterback in the history of the league, and the roster wasn't that good, and they made it to the playoffs, but they lost at home on wild card weekend. That was with Brady, and that was a tough environment for him, and he was gone after that, and I don't think he felt that badly about leaving. It's all these years later, Brady has another ring, and he was an MVP runner-up, and he sort of proved himself, and all that's fine. But Bill Belichick here created an environment this past season with those two coaches for Mac Jones that was probably worse than Brady in 2019. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. That's the common problem. Well, and that's something that they couldn't even make the playoffs with those coaches. And that's, I mean, that to me is inexcusable.
And I'm sorry to interrupt, but now that you're saying it, this is jumping into my head, and I think he typically skates when we get to this debate because, well, it's fun to talk about Brady versus Bill and how Bill has gotten whooped by Brady and he has gotten whooped by Brady. But, like, Robert Kraft should not skate in this debate. He shouldn't.
Fair.
Because he backed the wrong guy. You know, I've said this many, many times over many years. The worst decision John Henry ever made was choosing Larry Lucchino over Theo Epstein. Like, that power struggle, you backed the wrong guy. You stuck with the wrong guy. You made a mistake. And I still think that's a hard one to come back from. I know the Red Sox, in their defense, have won championships since. The Patriots haven't. That's a hard one to come back from. And they've still been rolling through different GMs and trying different things out. And you could have had Theo here as opposed to a few more years of Lucchino. Why'd you do that? I think Robert Kraft did the exact same thing. If you backed Brady over Belichick, the Patriots would be in such a better spot. Would they have won a title? I don't know. But they wouldn't have been missing the playoffs. They wouldn't have been under 500. They wouldn't be, I don't think, doing what they've been doing on offense this year. I think the Patriots would be in a way better spot if Tom Brady were here. I'm not guaranteeing a championship, but I think they'd be in a way better spot if Brady were here. And I do think that's, I mean, obviously, I don't think this is an earth-shattering statement. That's obviously something that Robert Kraft made a mistake on. I mean, he blew that decision.
If you're going to play this game, though, is that a decision that Robert Kraft makes after the Philly Super Bowl? Going into that 2019 season? When do you make that decision of...
Well,
because
he did.
I think that goes into effect of how... what shambles you're in here when Belichick is gone and Brady is here and he's still stuck with a roster that's Swiss cheese. And who comes in and takes that over and is able to quickly make up for bad drafting?
Let me ask you, because I see a lot of people saying this today, like Patriots fans laughing at the Bucks, like, oh, ha-ha, what are you going to do now that Brady retired? Like, you got a giant cap hit and you're screwed and your team's falling apart and ha-ha-ha-ha, don't you feel stupid? Like, no, I think Bucks fans would have traded that Super Bowl championship for some down years, maybe even 5, 6, 7, 8 down years. Doesn't mean that should be acceptable. If I were doing talk radio in Tampa, I'd rip them for falling on hard times. But I think a fan would sign off on that. And I guess that would be my answer. Like, if you're the Patriots now, would it have been worth sticking with Brady for another 3, 4, 5 years? Who knows how long you would have stuck it out here? Maybe it would have only been 3 years like in Tampa. If it meant that the wheels would fall off and it would drop off a cliff at the end? Yeah. And Kraft did save things a number of times. He stepped in and prevented Bill from trading Gronk, which is another reason why I don't give Bill credit for the Super Bowl against the Rams. Like, Bill wanted to trade Gronk before that year. Gronk made the biggest play in that Super Bowl.
It was horrible.
So Robert stepped in and prevented him from trading Gronk. He stepped in and prevented Brady from leaving after the Eagles Super Bowl. He had done it before. He needed to do it again, would be
and
my
I'm
answer.
Saying,
he needed to
so,
do it again.
You know, where is it? Where is he drawing the line in the sand and saying, you're right, Tom, it's time for him to go.
But he never, He never really drew a line in the sand.
No, he was Pontius Pilate with the whole thing.
Exactly. He just kept it together. But when he actually had to make a decision, he backed the wrong guy. And when the two guys couldn't work together anymore, Brady and Belichick, he should have backed Brady. That's all I'm saying. For years, he always made it work. They always stuck together. So there was no real decision there, right? It was just keeping them together.
And then but by making no decision, you lead one party to make the decision when they have the out to do so. And we even see reports. We saw reports about that Belichick was maybe kicking the tires on going and coaching some other places as well, if you believe that.
We don't know Bill's contract situation either. So we don't know. Like, timing oftentimes plays a big role in these things, as we all know, with contracts and such.
It does.
But, like, you know, we don't know when Bill's contract was ever up, you know? We don't know when it was ever up. So we don't know if that overlapped with Brady or if there was an opportunity where they could have moved on from Bill and kept Brady. They didn't want to fire Bill, I'd imagine.
Why?
But if his contract was up and they could sort of move on, maybe the timing never worked out.
Well, that whatever. They should have fired him. To keep Brady, they should have fired
him. In 2017?
Yeah. Whenever. If the choice was, I mean, in retrospect, and this is, I mean, I would have felt this way then, but in retrospect, yes, of course. With the benefit of hindsight, of course they should have fired Belichick to keep Brady. Duh. One's good without the other. The other's stunk since Brady left. So I don't even think that's a debate.
Easy to say now.
No, it is easy to say now. It would have been a hard decision then. He made the wrong decision.
Right.
That's what I'm telling you. 617-779-7937. Robert should not skate today. And that occurred to me late, but he should not skate today. Jay is in North Carolina. Go ahead, Jay.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Yeah.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, look, I'm a Brady fan, and I wish he had retired when he won the Super Bowl with the Bucks and go out like Muhammad Ali, go out on top. But, you know, like Patrick Mahomes, as nimble as they come, and he got injured. So maybe reality is set in and
we'll let you go on that. I understand. So, look, do you agree that Brady should have retired when he won? He should have gone out on top after winning the Super Bowl?
After Tampa?
Yes.
I think it would have been a better ending. And I don't want to cast any speculation on his personal life. Maybe things would have ended differently
there. Yeah.
You know, I maybe that's the healthier thinking from a mental health perspective, an emotional perspective. Look, you don't want him to retire at 45. So I think you want him to, you know, keep going until the very end.
I was just
going
to say, I don't want to be inconsistent. I wanted him to come back after that Super Bowl. I wanted him to win again.
Jones,
I thought he could have won again.
Do you really want to see, like, awful Tom Brady?
No.
Do you really want to see Tom Brady?
Do you think he'd be awful and noodle arm next year?
No. But do you want to see him, like, would you feel better seeing him win the way that Peyton Manning won his last Super Bowl?
If he wins, yes.
Where he wins with
an
incredible defense, and then he hangs it up, and
I don't detract from that Manning Super Bowl like a lot of people do. He won. He beat the crap out of the Patriots in that AFC title game in the first half of it. Now, by the second half, his brain didn't outsmart the Patriots, and his arm couldn't keep up. Fine. But I don't shortchange Manning for that Super Bowl.
That's your ideal outcome for Brady. Like, oh, he left it all on the field, and he had his defense won, but he got another Super Bowl.
If Brady looked like Manning last year, I'd say hang him up. Brady doesn't look like that.
No, he doesn't. I'm just saying, I feel like I've found your ideal ending for Brady's career.
He can barely throw and he still wins.
Exactly. He just needs to find a great defense.
Yes, it's just going to be hard to find that team is all. You know, you have to find that right team. Brady could go to the Jets.
He could go to Vegas.
The Jets, I mean, he's not winning a Super Bowl with the Jets. He's not winning in Vegas. He's not winning in Tennessee.
Hang on.
I don't think he's winning in any of those places.
I don't rule out he could win with the Jets.
I 100%
we haven't talked about him going. If he went to the Jets.
Yeah, it's obviously hypothetical because he's quote-unquote retired. But
he
can win with the Jets.
Win a Super Bowl with the Jets? I don't think he's beaten Buffalo with the Jets.
That roster's stacked.
It's okay. I mean, it's a good roster. It's better than the Patriots, I don't think it's good enough to win a Super Bowl.
That Jets roster is a quarterback away.
If they got
Rodgers, they can win. If they got Brady, they could win, I think.
I don't think they're that good.
You're not winning with Zach Wilson. I know
but
that.
This is the first time we've talked about this scenario, and I'm intrigued by it, by the hypothetical. It'd be great drama for us if Brady was a Jet. It looked
I would have been cool with him with the 49ers. I wanted him in the division. It would have been great if he was in the division.
Jets have a bad O-line, too.
Well, go out and sign an offensive lineman or two.
Brady has overcome a battle line many times.
It's
in
not
his
like
career.
The
didn't overcome it this year.
It's not like you only get the one move. It's not like you just add Tom Brady and they can't make other moves. The offensive lineman would follow him there. Skill position players would follow him there. Guys on defense would follow him there, just like they did with Tampa. It's not
He's
just
a
you.
Pied Piper.
Yeah, you don't just get one move. They can make other moves.
Antonio Brown comes out of retirement himself.
Antonio, you stay. You stay where you are.
If they got Antonio Brown, would that put it over the top, Arcan? I think we can all agree. Yes. Tim is in Hanover. Go ahead, Tim.
Hey, guys. Christian and Mego. Remember I said Brady was retiring this year. The thing is here.
You know
what solidified me?
Doesn't look like they remember Tim.
Anyways, I did. And the thing is, I said about Brady. When he was on that, after that very last game he played for Tampa, I haven't even heard anyone talk about it. But when he started out and he started saying all the things, thanking everybody, which he didn't do the first time he retired.
Yeah, no, that was definitely talked about. I don't know if you guys specifically talked about it or not, but when Brady...
He was thanking the press.
Correct. That was 1,000% talked about. Now, I interpreted that. Maybe I interpreted it wrong. If Brady's really retiring, I just interpreted that as it was a goodbye to Tampa. I didn't think it was a goodbye to his playing days. I thought it was a goodbye to the Bucks.
I agree. I remember, though, some smarter than me saying this is him being very gracious towards the media because he's about to go be media. And I was like, maybe, but probably I think he's going to keep playing football. At least today, I am wrong. Arcan, do you remember Tim saying?
Oh, yeah. I remember every word of that call, and I thought at the time, what a brilliant guy.
I'm just happy that's what he ultimately said, and it wasn't just... It wasn't just complimenting you two. I thought he was just saying, hi, Mego. Hi, Arcan. And he was just boxing me.
Love you guys.
I
hate you, Jones.
Yeah, correct. I was about to get very defensive there. But he just said, do you remember when I called you and predicted this?
Have learned that you're very sensitive to negative feedback.
Yes.
So when people are unkind to you, I worry about that for you in this line of work.
It's true. I have very thin skin. That's
Can
true.
We quickly just talk about how Tom Brady's retirement announcement last year sucked, and this one may have sucked worse from just an aesthetic standpoint?
Ooh, aesthetics?
Like, it was a bad announcement. This is Tom Brady. He's the most accomplished player of all time, and he's sitting there with his phone sitting on a sand dune in Tampa somewhere. Like, you know, like the last time it was just an Instagram post. How about a press conference? How about something a little more official? How about these not lame little, you know?
Like, he has a production company.
Yeah, right, exactly. Like, this is low budget for him.
Well, look, maybe it's still low budget for him, but this is so much better than the last one.
Is it
yes.
so much better?
Good morning, guys.
The last one,
blubbering on the beach for 45 seconds?
He got scooped on his own announcement the last time.
That's true.
I mean, that was you couldn't handle it worse than he handled it last time. And then, you know, he learned from all of his, he was all bitchy on Instagram, not thanking the Patriots, not thanking Bill Belichick, not thanking the Krafts, if I remember correct. I'm trying to remember everybody he didn't thank. Maybe I don't have that 100% right.
Oh, and then I don't know if he's doing this because I haven't looked on Instagram. He, like, retweeted whatever he shared everybody else's nice stories about him. Like, it was, you know, like, he was a 22-year-old girl and it was his birthday.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, I think he handled this much better, to be honest. Now, the video, I still think, you know, the lip quivering was a little much. The crying was a little much, or on the precipice of crying was a little much. But no, this is much better than the last one. I guess that doesn't make it good, though, to your point, Arcan. Being better than one of the worst sign-offs and farewells, I just better than that doesn't mean it's good.
Yeah, I don't know. It just sort of seemed like a weird little, hey, I'm just going to go on the beach, tape myself. I don't know. And it wasn't even today. All of it just sort of screamed something you would do if you weren't Tom Brady. You know, like, that's the Tom Brady, I feel like, needs to have a bigger announcement for something like this.
Press conference would be awkward, though.
Maybe not a press conference then. Maybe just a better video. Maybe a better
produced
video. It's
him sitting alone in a dark room. Well, spotlight turns on him.
Video of highlights would have been better than that.
We're going to get him on Fox. We'll get him there. That'll basically be his farewell press conference. Those will be softball questions, I'm sure, but we'll get him there. 617-779-7937. We'll wrap things up next.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all.
All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.